Yeah, it was a great effort from the lads early on, particularly obviously Richo picking up those wickets like he did. But I thought, you know, it was a very good performance from Colin Wood and Benkenstein, showing the experience that they've got as senior batsmen. And, you know, that's what you want from your senior batsman, is to get runs and get a partnership and win a game.
When you reflect on this game, and no doubt you'll do all the analysis, you know, when you're next in or whatever, I suppose would you look at things like their last pair probably got about 40 too many, well, not 40 too many, we got too many, and also the second innings batting performance probably wasn't what you'd have wanted.
Yeah, spot on. That's what I addressed with the team last night. The 41 is costly for a 10th partnership, and I spoke to the team about that, as well as there's no excuse for the batting. The batting's cost us daily in this game, and it's cost us the match. If you look at 146, 148 for none, all out 260. Bitterly disappointed with that. That was the cushion that we would have needed to put us in a winning position, and the rest of the batters failed to capitalise on the good start Daryl Mitchell and Phil Hughes gave us.
Just a word about Phil Hughes' contribution generally this season, because he's been awesome, hasn't he, really?
Oh, he's been wonderful. I just feel for him that he's had to shoulder all the burden of the batting, and surely some of the other lads as well, the batters that we've got, must be feeling a little bit guilty, because everything's left to him. You know, we're all paid, we're all here to do a job, and if you're a batter, you're paid to bat and you're paid to score runs, and when there's only one of you really doing that, then we've got a problem.
Generally, from this game, what do you take from it? Obviously, I mean, some of the younger players come in, they get another chance. Chris Russell, you know, another chance for the ball.
Yeah, what do we take from it? Not a lot, to be honest. I think that once again, Phil Hughes was outstanding with the bat, and I thought the partnership was really good. Alan Richardson's bowling. Gareth got 5 in the first innings, but you know, sadly, it's the A grade bowler, Alan Richardson, the A grade batter Phil Hughes, that have really shone for us, and not enough from everybody else.
All the players you mentioned there, if you like, some of the more senior players in the squad as well, I suppose you need some of the young ones to step up a bit, perhaps.
Well, that was the sort of talk going into the game, which was that, you know, now's the time for the senior batters to put us in that position to win a game, and similarly with the bowlers. And it was a big ask for Alan again, but he delivered.
Three games to go in the championship. It's looking like a tall order, if we're being honest, if you're going to beat the drop this year.
Well, we're one win behind Surrey, aren't we? Lancashire and ourselves are level on points at the bottom there, and Surrey are about 18 points or so ahead of us. So if they stumble and we pick up, then suddenly they're dragged right down, and three games, that's a lot of points at stake, and so we'll be doing our damnedest to still manage to maintain Division 1 status, and right until it's mathematically impossible. And then, like I say, you know, Surrey can't afford to make a slip, and you know, I accept that we need to get a win somewhere, but no, there's still a lot to play for.